We just heard the voices of the Community Philharmonic Orchestra. They're a non-profit company that offers an opportunity to amateur musicians to play alongside and share a stage with professional musicians. They are absolutely incredible. And we also heard from the director of the Community Philharmonic Orchestra, Desmond. And we've got him on the line again this morning. Hello, Desmond. How are you?
Good morning to you, Lindy.
Hello, it's great to have you with us on Smile Breakfast again this morning. Did you have a lovely weekend?
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm so glad.
Desmond, tell us, just to kind of very quickly, in a nutshell, recap what you do. You have young people in communities who are particularly suffering under the pandemic at the moment, and you're not able to really get to them because of the lockdown. But what you do is so essential. It's trying to get kids off the street and to give them a bit of direction using music.
Yes, Bobby. We spend a lot of time in the communities with the workshops and the recorded classes as well, teaching them music, staff notation. And we think we feel this is important. You know, it's the one thing that with music you can do. You've got to play the same chord, you've got to play the same note at the same time. So irrespective of your race or creed, doesn't matter where you come from, status that you have, it's one thing that we all do together at the same time, that we on one stage we do it together. It is an upliftment program as well for the kids in the community, and it creates that alternative to those elements that we bad elements, I would say, that we faced with as well. So, you know, the commitment and the discipline that are good attributes to develop this also helps to fight against the crime and the corruption that's happening, and gives them a better perspective on life as well, because not only music, it's also a good life orientation for them.
Yes, it is indeed. It is indeed. And, you know, in addition to that, I must add, and this is a very important part of what the Community Philharmonic Orchestra does, it's not just about music. Desmond also goes into, in the best of times, these communities struggle, and the Community Philharmonic Orchestra also feeds. It's also a feeding scheme, not just to the kids who they try and teach music to, but also to the community as a whole. And they've not been able to do any of that very important work for a good couple of months now.
No, the funds have just not been coming in, unfortunately. But we do have Mareka Hayward on the line, and Mareka is from lottoland.co.za. Good morning, Mareka. How are you?
Morning, Bob and Andy. Good, and you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Mareka, we've got Desmond Solomon, director of the Community Philharmonic Orchestra, on the line with us as well this morning. And I believe you've got something that you'd like to say to him.
So Desmond, you guys are doing amazing work. And I think, especially in a time like this, music is one thing that we all turn to when we're sad, when we're in fear or lonely. And you guys just do more than that. So today, we would like to thank you, and we would like to help out. And we would like to give you guys 50,000 rand.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm actually shaking inside now. Mareka, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Desmond, thank you so much. Mareka, you guys very, very gratefully filled up Smile's tip jar to a wonderful amount of money, and now 50,000 rand to one community. Thank you very, very much. This must mean a lot to lottoland.co.za as well, Mareka.
So for us, it's really amazing, Bobby. We've I don't know if you saw our TV show called Dankie Lottoland.
Mm.
We started
this
initiative from March. So when you guys came with this initiative from your side, so first of all, hats off to you with the initiative. It was really a no-brainer for us, and it's just so amazing to give back and to help, especially in a time like this. And yeah, I think we just do this, it's from our hearts to you guys. So thank you.